Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection. And today we have Rick Lloyd from the Price Tower. How are you doing, young man?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, super. I mean, it seems like just the other day I ran into you right here in the studio.
Just the other day.
We got a lot going on. It's a busy week, not only at the Price Tower, but all over the community. Now, I understand because we talked about this the other day. We're going to have a little warm-up thing going on at Price Tower right before the parade.
Right before the parade. We love to partner with other events and things that are going on in town, and so we're going to be having a pre-parade cocktails and cocoa, and so we're really inviting folks to come by the Price Tower, take a look at the exhibit that's there from 4 to 6 before the parade starts, and then if you want to come back afterwards and have some more fun and shopping, we're going to have artisans, about 4 or 5 different artisans from around the community who are going to be there, and then we're going to have all of our fantastic Frank Lloyd Wright or Price Tower souvenirs that you can purchase or give as gifts for folks in our own gift shop.
And of course, Frank Lloyd Wright, the architect who put this little baby together.
Yes, he did.
And you know, he's got a long history of putting together some very unique works and quite a story on that.
Yeah, he's a really interesting character. And you know, one of the things that that fascinated me is he designed over 1,000 structures, homes,
really?
And buildings. Yet only about half of those ever were designed and actually put into place and constructed. So there's a, you know, almost 500 of his pieces that that never realized, and which is a shame, but amazing, you know, design capabilities that he had.
My first introduction to his work, I lived in Springfield, Illinois for many, many years. Mm-hmm. That's Abraham Lincoln's hometown.
Right.
And there's the Dana Thomas House there
right.
that Frank Lloyd Wright put together. And they put tours together, and they take people through that beautiful home. And what got me was the attention to detail. There wasn't any of this, hey, we can work with that. Everything was put together as if it was a granular integral part of the work, and that attention to detail really caught my attention.
And that's the thing about the Price Tower is he dubbed it the tree that escaped the crowded forest because it was originally designed. He designed it in the 20s to be built in New York City, and it was to be part of a 3-building kind of complex.
Oh.
And it never got realized due to the Depression. Mm-hmm. And so in the 50s, when the Price Company decided that they wanted to build a building, they contacted Frank Lloyd Wright, and he brought out this design. And so, you know, it kind of came to the prairie in Oklahoma, and so he dubbed it the tree that escaped that crowded forest. And the whole concept of the building is it's built like a tree. The 4 elevators that are in the center of the building are the actual trunk of the tree, and it goes deep within the ground like your roots would. And then the floors are cantilevered out, and so they're not supported except by the trunk of that, like a branch would be. And then the, you know, the louvers that are the coppered, patinaed louvers that are on the building are to represent the leaves. And he was one of the original designers who were really into the green artifacts, which is so popular now, you know, of designing buildings that are friendly for the, you know, the system and the environment.
Wow. You know, so when we take a look at that, I'm going to start in my mind, always remember tree.
Yeah, yeah. And so it gets smaller as you go up, just like a tree would as well. So it's about 30% smaller on the top as it is on the bottom. So, the attention to his details were incredible as you look through. And I get to work in that building every day, and it is amazing as I look through some of those things and you, you know, come across things that you just think, oh, my goodness, we don't even think of those things now.
No, we don't.
You know, I mean, he put an outlet in every 18 inches along the baseboards of every room in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, most builders, you know, you can't find an outlet.
No, you can't. You search it forever.
Yeah. So those are some fun things about it.
Interesting. We're talking with Rick Ladies with Price Tower, and we've got, of course, a lot of things coming up. We talked about the gift shop that'll be open. Friday, but it's open all the time. And what can you find there, Frank Lloyd Wright, as far as souvenirs is concerned? Anything of really just stands out and just jumps right at?
You know, we've got a really great assortment of things that are Frank Lloyd Wright inspired: socks and ties, you know, and
people
T-shirts.
People wear those all over town.
The socks. Yeah, they I order 50 of them at a time, and
they go.
They go. They're so unique, but yet, you know, they're really good quality socks. So we do those kinds of things. We have some houseware things, candles. Keepsake Candles still makes Price Tower candles, and they're kind of a triangle or a diamond, if you will, and they have the image of the Price Tower on those. And so we still get those from Keepsake here in town. And so just a number of items that are, you know, from those types of things that people can purchase. You can get scarves and things that, you know, just to, you know, remember your time at the Price Tower. If you have relatives that are coming in, I know my mother-in-law just bought a set of coasters for some friends of hers. I have some friends that came in and bought some T-shirts and some purses and things for their friends in reference to, you know, the Price Tower and Christmas. So
very good. You know, on top of being a very unique place to stay, it is a functioning hotel, ladies and gentlemen, and also a great restaurant on top. We also have a nice area, a big area, dedicated to the arts, and there's always an exhibit.
We do. About 90% of the time, we have exhibits that we bring in, and we rotate those around 4 or 5 times a year. And so right now we've got a Japanese folk art exhibit that is depicting about 40 different stories from the Bible. And so the amazing work that was that has been done really from a folk art perspective, and they're done on rice paper, and they're really beautiful. People should really take advantage of it. And if you come by from 4 to 6 before the parade, it's free to go in. Normally it's just $5 or $6, depending on, you know, if you're a senior citizen or not. You know, really encourage people to take advantage of that art as we bring it into the community on a regular basis.
Quite a story behind this. The artist, I understand, was a youngster whose, you know, parents left this earth at a very early age, and he was taken in by a Christian woman while living in Japan, and being introduced to Christianity, plus knowing the culture of his own people, he told the story using the art mediums that people would understand where he came from.
Yes.
And now, you know, worldwide acclaim after enough people have taken a look. So, wow, that's an interesting way of taking a look at the biblical stories. And by using these mediums that he's presented, you really get a unique telling of the tales.
You really do. And you can kind of stand there. You can read the Bible scripture that he's, you know, depicting in his artwork, and really see how he's interpreted that and done it from, you know, somebody that was a converted Christian. So it's a really interesting perspective on that. So
well worth the time and well worth the investment, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if people want to make sure that our Price Tower stays around a good long time, they can always, you know, help out in a variety of different ways, can't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. We offer memberships, and I encourage people to take advantage of becoming a member of the Price Tower. It's your way of being able to contribute, but yet also take advantage of some discounts that we provide based on your level of membership. Discounts to the gift shop or to Price Tower. Everyone who's a member gets free admissions to the art gallery, but discounts to the hotel or to the restaurant. And we've got Christmas Eve dinner coming up on the 24th. So we'll have two seatings for that. No, the two seatings are for New Year's Eve. I apologize. So Christmas Eve, we're open for dinner until 8 o'clock. So if you go to service and then want to have dinner up there, it's going to be a great time. Amazing views. You'll be able to see the Christmas lights from around the community from up there. So it'll be a lot of fun. And then on New Year's Eve, we're having special entrees and desserts that our Right Chef Nook is going to be preparing. And so those are going to be the two seatings at 5 and 8. And I encourage people to make reservations, because they'll sell out. As you know, we have small dining rooms, but it'll sell out quickly. So it'll be a lot of fun. And if you choose to stay there that night, which we always sell out on New Year's Eve, we're not raising our rates like a lot of hotels do on New Year's Eve, just because they can. Our standard rates are going to be in effect for New Year's Eve. So we're excited about allowing folks to come in and stay in a Price Tower, eat in the Price Tower, and enjoy the beauty of what it has to offer our community.
Now, before we went on the air, we were talking about how the neighborhood is kind of changing.
Yes.
Down there at Price Tower. And those workers have been doing double time, and we're starting to see a little bit of what's taking shape down there.
Yeah, it is really going to be amazing. And my office looks over the Tower Center at Unity Square and the work that it's being done on there. So I see it on a daily basis, and it's, you know, it's kind of like those things that, you know, you don't really realize how much work has been done because you see it every day. Mm-hmm. But people should really come down and take a look at you know, how they're doing and what they're constructing. They are putting together the buildings that are going to be there for the restrooms and the storage that are going to kind of be right next to the stage. And so the construction of that and the concrete work and stuff is going in at this time as well. So now, it's really going to be a great space.
When that gets up and open, you know, that's going to be a pretty nice little invitation for folks to say, hey, there's the Price Tower. I heard about it. So you're going to be real good neighbors with the new complex.
It's a great way for us to show off the green space, but also for people to be introduced to the Price Tower when they come, because I think it's going to bring in people from around the region.
Oh, yes.
And people are going to be exposed to the Price Tower, and we're going to be taking advantage of that by reassessing what we're doing on our first floor space. And we have a kitchen that's down there that we use for catering events, and we're going to be looking to see if we can turn that into an operating kitchen so that we can bring in breakfast and lunch and those types of things for fast dining or people that just want to come get something to eat and go out on the green space or, you know, have something to drink and go out there. We're also going to be opening up outdoor dining, which used to be the parking lot there on the south side of the building, mm-hmm. right adjacent to our building and right before you get to the green space. And so we're going to have some covered dining as well as some outdoor bistro dining that's going to be just, I think, a wonderful way for people to really experience both the tower, the outside, you know, opportunities to, you know, to take advantage of that. And then, you know, listen to a concert that's going to be going on right there at the stage, because it's just going to be right to the west of the stage.
This is really going to be nice, and it's going to be nice for everyone. It's going to be nice, first of all, for the community, and it's going to be exceptionally nice for right there at the tower. I mean, it's really, I can't wait for it to be completed. I know a lot of people were kind of hoping that it would be done by now, and Mother Nature had other plans. So it looks like maybe when things start warming up in late February, March, maybe even April, we'll get things rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and I think that's about the time frame. And, you know, the thing is, with something like this, the city and the volunteers who have been on the design committee and then the management committee of it have done a phenomenal job of making sure that, you know, you only get one chance to do something like this. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I'm proud to be associated with a community that will gather around and, you know, hear ideas and create, you know, opportunities for people to voice how they see a space like this. And I know they're going to be having a number of things coming up in reference to what do we do with the space and, you know, what types of events are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a great place for people to be a part of. And there'll be an ongoing group of community volunteers that are going to be invested in making sure that it stays as nice and that it's open to the community, that all people will have access to it, and it's not going to just be for one specific aspect, or it's just going to be for, you know, one type of music or, you know, type of art, but it's going to be a real
wide spectrum
nice,
there.
Yeah, absolutely, for everybody in the whole community.
Rick Lloyd is with us from Price Tower, and if anybody wants to know anything, whether it's how to get a room, how to get a reservation, or what exhibits are coming through, mm-hmm. how do they get a hold of you?
The best way is to go to our website, pricetower.org, but you can also call 449-1000, and you can talk to any of our great staff and make reservations. You can, go to our Facebook page. We appreciate everybody who's a supporter of the price tower, those that participated yesterday, which was Giving Tuesday, and those that are going to be a part of our membership campaign that's going on right now. And so we really just appreciate the fact that people take such great interest in that building. Mm-hmm. And it's an honor for those of us who work there to be able to, you know, see it and continue the great legacy that it's been.
All right. And don't forget to get down there and get a cocktail or some hot cocoa before mm-hmm. the parade coming up.
Yep. That's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
I know. It'll be nice and warm, the cocktail or the cocoa, because it's going to be nice and cold. So, yeah, take advantage of it. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
Rick, thank you very much. Appreciate you dropping
Great.
By.
Thank you, Tom.
And we've got more coming up right here on K1.